Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new Day All-Purpose Cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Thursday, the 4th of April. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented, as always, by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. We got a big weekend coming up. We're only a couple days away from WrestleMania. We're a couple days away from the Final Four. We have a good sports night locally here in South Florida tonight. So glad to have you guys aboard and spending your Thursday with us here. Saturday night, we're down to four teams. That's right. Bet Online, that's been your tournament bracket headquarters for the entire month of March. And now that we're almost at the final, we've got a lot more in store. MLB is here, NBA, NHL playoffs, all around the corner. And as always, Bet Online, your number one source for your summer sports wagering. Head to BetOnline today to stay updated on all the action. And remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. So, I hope you tuned in last night. I did ESPN Radio last night with my girl Amber Wilson. So, I hope you guys listened. We had a great time as always. Be doing it again with her tomorrow night. And then, of course, Saturday, I'm doing a WrestleMania preview show. Unbelievable, right? I mean, think about this. I'm doing a WrestleMania preview show, WrestleMania 40 show on ESPN Radio this Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. WrestleMania Night 1 starts at 7. So, like, the first hour, it's kind of like a preview. Second hour, we'll be able to keep you up to speed with the first hour of WrestleMania. And then I got to get out of there. Then I got to sit on the couch in the Zaslow Mansion family room with a Johnny Cube on my hand and enjoy Night 1 of WrestleMania. I'm so excited, though. So, yesterday I was on a conference call with a bunch of folks from ESPN Network. And I was asked to, you know, tell everybody about the WrestleMania show that I'm doing on Saturday. And it was so cool explaining, like, I started off saying, I can't believe you guys even asked me to do this and that we're doing it in general. And it makes, think about this. Think about it from my perspective. 37 years ago, I'm 43 years old, okay? I'm an old man now. I'm 43 years old. I started to love wrestling when I was 6 years old. And 37 years later, like back then when I was a kid, I couldn't talk to anyone. Like, I couldn't tell anyone that I loved wrestling. It wasn't cool. I don't know if it's even cool now, but at least it's mainstream. It wasn't cool back then. Couldn't talk about wrestling with anyone. It was like my little secret. And now, all of these years later, 37 years later, I'm hosting a WrestleMania show on ESPN Radio. I'm super stoked about it. This Saturday, 6 p.m., ESPN Radio, WrestleMania 40 preview show. Please tune in. We're going to have great guests. It's really going to be a lot of fun. So I'm super excited about that coming up, obviously. Now, tonight, we got some stuff going on. You got the Panthers. You got the Heat. Hey, before we get to that good stuff there, let's get to what's going on. So most shows, we like to start out with a little bit of what's going on. And we're at this point in the NBA season where we're in the final couple weeks. All of these games matter. There's a lot going on now in the association. So, last night, the things that stood out to us, the Bucks. The Bucks lose to the Grizzlies after losing to the Wizards. The Bucks now are, I'm telling you, nobody's afraid of this Bucks team. I think the Bucks are losing in the first round. I do. I think they're one and done. The Bucks are 15 and 16 under Doc Rivers. They were 32 and 13 under Adrian Griffin. 15 and 16 under Doc Rivers. This team is toast when we get to the playoffs. Just lost, like, forget that we haven't seen any type of consistent, you know, any consistent elite level play from this team that you expected when you traded for Damian Lillard. They're going into the playoffs having just lost back-to-back games against the Wizards and the Grizzlies. The Lakers beat the Wizards last night. Lakers are rolling. They won like 8 of their last 9. They're still sitting in 9th, but Lakers are rolling right now. So if the Lakers, and I would expect the Lakers to win a play-in game, a home play-in game against the Warriors. Warriors are not, you know, Draymond Green, we could beat anybody, special group, blah, blah, blah. They're not even going to make the playoffs. So if the Lakers, as an 8 seed, if you're the one seed, now, I think, especially if the one seed's Denver, I think Denver would kill the Lakers in the first round. But if the one seed ends up being Oklahoma City or Minnesota, that could be juicy. That could be a really juicy first round matchup. The Pacers last night lost to the Nets. Why is that important? Because your favorite little basketball team, the Miami Heat, they have now jumped ahead of the Pacers. The Heat are now 6th. In the Eastern Conference. They got one more game coming up this season against Indiana, and that will determine the season series as well because they're 1-1 so far. But the Pacers losing last night to the stupid Nets. Nets do the Heat a huge solid. Now can the Heat capitalize tonight and get a win at home over the Sixers? So that's what's at stake tonight. We'll get to that, of course. We're going to talk plenty about the Heat and potentially against the Sixers. Now, also, the Suns, they beat the Cavs last night. This Cavs team right now is sitting at number 3. Why is that important? Well, if the Heat finish 6th, they would face the Cavs in the first round. And, I mean, would 100% of the people who are asked pick the Heat in that series? Maybe. Like, Heat-Cavs first round series, that would be a hashtag blessed if you're a Heat fan. So that's what you're looking for. You would love to get a first round series, Heat and Cavaliers. Now, also, big news that came across this morning. New York Knicks are in big trouble. So the Knicks, Julius Randle, is undergoing season-ending shoulder surgery. That sucks. And look, obviously the Knicks get no love in the Zaslow Mansion. But I do have to tell you, I don't like seeing that because I thought the Knicks were going to be a real contender to Boston in the Eastern Conference. I like watching the Knicks. I won't say I like watching the Knicks play, but I like their style of play. And Jalen Brunson is really easy to root for. And it's more interesting when the Knicks are good. It is. So I don't feel bad for the Knicks fan because, you know, fuck the Knicks fan. But that's a bummer. I wanted the Knicks to be at full strength going into the playoffs. They lose Julius Randle. I don't know what the deal is with OG Anunoby, but if it's just Jalen Brunson, that's not enough. You're not doing anything in the postseason if that's the case. So, devastating news there. Maybe news that the Knicks fan expected, but devastating news. Julius Randle is done. Also, outside of the NBA, the Miami Marlins. What a fucking disgrace. The Marlins, 0-7. They get swept to open the season by two terrible teams. It doesn't matter what their records are. When you play the Marlins and you're the Pirates and you get four straight wins, when you play the Marlins and you're the Angels and you get three straight wins, you're going to have really good records to start the season. Those are terrible teams that the Marlins just got boat raced against. And yesterday afternoon, 10-2. They lose the Angels 10-2. Marlins have no pitching. Their bullpen sucks. They have no hitting. They are 0-7. And guess what? It's not like the cavalry is coming. I was checking out yesterday on MLB.com and checking out the farm system rankings. Marlins farm system ranked 29th in baseball. 29th ranked farm system. This team, this franchise, is in the gutter. They are going nowhere. There is no light at the end of the tunnel. They spend no money. The new owner, I mean, it's his sixth year, but new owner, worse than the old owner. Worse than the old owner. At the very least, when Jeffrey Loria took over the team, you know, he took over in 2002, and 2002 was a bad year. But really from like 03 to around 10-11, they were competitive every single year. Some of those teams were actually pretty good. Bruce Sherman, since he has taken over the Marlins, the fact that he paired himself with the team never should have been given to Bruce Sherman. Obviously, it should have been the Moss brothers. Although, what would have happened with Inter Miami at that point? I don't know. It should have been given to the Moss brothers. They're a baseball family. The team was given to Bruce Sherman and only given to Bruce Sherman because that con man, Derek Jeter, his name was attached to it. It's the only reason. They should have given the team to A-Rod's group. They gave it to Sherman because Jeter's name was attached to it. And the fact of the matter is, and we know this now, Jeter, just a shortstop. That's all he is. Not a businessman. Doesn't know how to run a team. He's not an executive. He's a shortstop. That's all he is. He was awful. Marlins, now, I don't know if Kim Ng was going to be great or not, but it seemed like she was helping this team on the right track. They made the postseason last year. Granted, postseason is extended now, more teams, but they made the legit postseason for the first time in 20 years last year. And then they part ways with Kim Ng. They wanted to demote her, or whatever the story was. Bruce Sherman did her dirty. She decides to leave. They bring in this Peter Bendix from Tampa, and now it feels like, oh, you work for the Tampa Bay Rays? Okay, you must be amazing. Come and work for us. I don't know who the hell this guy is, but this is an awful team. They lost players from last year, Jorge Soler in particular, and they lose Sandy Alcantara, obviously injury. They did nothing to improve this team. They are a poverty franchise. There's no other way to put it. This is a poverty franchise. They don't spend any money. Their farm system is one of the worst in all of baseball. Bruce Sherman, sell the team. Get the hell out of South Florida. Sell the team. Get the hell out of here. Leave us alone. You're an embarrassment to Major League Baseball. And to say that you're an embarrassment to Major League Baseball in South Florida, that takes a lot, because All you had to be for the Marlin fan to love you was not Loria. All you had to be was not Loria. And believe it or not, this Bruce Sherman is worse. Not Loria is worse than Loria. Bruce Sherman, sell the team. All right, I didn't mean to start out on such a sour note. Everybody calm down, all right? I'm sorry. I apologize. I got a little worked up there. You know what'll make me feel better? Just thinking about chilling on the couch in the Zaslow Mansion family room later tonight and enjoying an ice-cold Johnny Cuba. That will definitely help me feel better. Johnny Cuba, official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba for yourself. Matter of fact, go to johnnycuba.us and you could use the Johnny Locator. You could find out exactly where near your home you could pick up Johnny Cuba. Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas, Presidente, Sedanos, johnnycuba.us. Use the Johnny Locator and pick up a six-pack for yourself. Of course, make sure you're always drinking responsibly. And don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. All right, so let me give you a little bit on the Dolphins here. And the reason I want to give you a little bit on the Dolphins here, yesterday the big news was with the NFL, Stephon Diggs traded from Buffalo to Houston. Great move for Houston. How could it not be a great move for Houston? They didn't even give up anything this year. They gave up a second next year. But this is huge for the Dolphins because the expectation had to, going into next season, the expectation for the Dolphins had to be win the division. When you were three games up this year, with what we're talking, 6 weeks to play, Dolphins were 9-3. So they were three games up in the division with 6 weeks left. And they blew it. We know that. They blew it. That was a disaster last year. If they don't win the division this year, it's an even bigger disaster. Because the Patriots, we know, are going to be awful. The Jets, I do not believe in the Jets. When we get to next season, it will have been 3 years since Aaron Rodgers was a good quarterback. The previous 23, didn't play. 22, he was not that good. 21, awesome. So 3 years at 40 years old, coming off of an Achilles injury. 3 years since Aaron Rodgers has been a big-time quarterback. I do not believe in the New York Jets. I think they're going to stink. And then the Buffalo Bills, who, of course, are the biggest, you know, Bills are our daddies. It's, you know, there's no other way to sum it up. Buffalo Bills are our daddies. But losing Stephon Diggs, I think, is a major step back for this Bills team. And it is interesting because we're going to find out if Josh Allen's an elite quarterback, right? You know, I believe that if you're an elite quarterback, there's no such thing as your championship window closing, your Super Bowl window closing. If you have an elite quarterback, you're always a Super Bowl contender. The Ravens are a Super Bowl contender. They got Lamar Jackson. The Bengals are a Super Bowl contender. They got Joe Burrow. The Chiefs are a Super Bowl contender. They got Patrick Mahomes. If Josh Allen were an elite quarterback, and you know what? I don't know if there are any more elite quarterbacks besides those three. There may not be any others. If Josh Allen were an elite quarterback, we would not be talking about, is their championship window closed? We don't talk about that about the Ravens, the Bengals, the Chiefs. The championship window is open as long as those are the quarterbacks. If we're talking about that with the Bills, then Josh Allen's not an elite quarterback. It doesn't mean you can't win a Super Bowl without Josh Allen. Of course you, with Josh Allen, of course you can. But the roster around him matters then. So if the roster's not good enough, then the window is closed right now. It could open back up if you improve the roster. But if you have an elite quarterback, then the window's always open. So I don't believe Josh Allen's an elite quarterback. I think he's good. I don't know how much I don't trust him. But I think he's good. I don't believe he's an elite quarterback. I believe the Bills are taking a major step back. This is great news for the Dolphins. Remember, going into last year, we thought this AFC East was going to be a battle between the Jets. I told the whole time Patriots could be one of the worst teams in the NFL. I mean, ding, ding, ding. I was right. I love being right, but I got no problem admitting when I'm wrong. I was right about that one. We thought last year, though, between the Dolphins, Bills, and Jets, that that was going to be a great division, the AFC East. You can't think that going into this year. I think the Dolphins are still going to be really good. Although really good, that's relative. I think the Dolphins are going to be good. I think the Bills are taking a big step backwards. I think the Jets are going to stink. And I know the New England Patriots stink. You know what else I know? I know I get the best sleep of my life every night because I shop at Sheets and Giggles. That's right. Sheets and Giggles, that's the only place that you're going to get your bed sheets. Because when you go to SheetsGiggles.com, you're going to pick up, you got the blankets, you got the pillowcases, you got the fitted sheets, you could get pillows. Pillows made from the wood from eucalyptus trees. Do you need a new mattress? Get a eucalyptus mattress. I got the comforter as well. And here's the thing. You may be saying to yourself, Zaslow, new mattresses can be really expensive. Well, luckily for you, if SheetsGiggles.com has all kinds of sales and promotions going on all the time. Matter of fact, after big Heat wins, after big Panther wins, go to @SheetsGiggles. My man Colin, the founder and CEO, he puts out all kinds of promo deals, promo codes on @SheetsGiggles all the time after big wins. But if this is your very first time going to SheetsGiggles.com, use promo code Zaslow and you'll get 20% off your first order. If you're thinking about getting a new mattress, we're getting you 20% off that mattress. And all you got to do is use promo code Zaslow. When you go to SheetsGiggles.com, you got the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around. You're never going to have to shop anywhere else for your bed sheets. SheetsGiggles.com, promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. All right, so real quick here on the Panthers. So the Panthers are in Ottawa tonight, and then they finish up this trip, which right now they're winless. They finish up this trip, in Boston on Saturday afternoon. The Panthers have lost 8 of their last 10 games, and I already told you, I'm officially worried about the Panthers at this point because not only have they lost 8 out of 10, and I do believe some adversity going into the playoffs, I don't think that's a bad thing, but 8 out of 10 is a little bit much, and I don't like the way they look defensively. So they got Ottawa tonight, who hates the Panthers. You got the Tkachuk brothers. There could be some fights, could be some animosity, and then you finish out Saturday at Boston, which, by the way, that game could decide the Atlantic Division. The Panthers right now, even in games played with Boston, they are 4 points back of the Bruins. So if the Panthers lose Saturday, they are not going to win the division. If they win Saturday, they still have a chance. Even though either way, it does not look good right about now. And even second in the division, which is for home ice advantage, is not a lock because they're only 4 up on Toronto. And Toronto has a game in hand. And the Panthers still have one more left to play against Toronto. That's the final game of the season. That could be a big one. I mean, how about that? Not only can that game, final game of the season, Panthers and Maple Leafs, not only could it be for home ice advantage in the first round, but it could be for home ice advantage against that team in the first round. So there could be some big stakes there. I'm worried about the Panthers right now. But I didn't catch this after the game 2 nights ago, after they lost at Montreal. And yes, the Panthers are banged up right now. Matthew Tkachuk, they're hoping to get back tonight. He was under the weather, so he missed the last game. I'm worried about the Panthers, but I didn't catch this the other night. Here's Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, and he kind of made me feel a little bit better about where the team is at right now.
We got a good chunk of adversity right now, and part of it will be the panic that will set in outside the room about the 8 games.
Do you think you guys are dealing with adversity? Do you feel some
really
good growing in the
dressing room? Well, only, like, you're competitive men, and you want to win, and you're not. So there's, you know, you're growly a little bit, and the team's a little bit snarly, and we didn't have enough in the tank to even show that snarl tonight, but they're fine. They're going to be just fine. Everybody relax.
It really is amazing, right? Because last year, I mean, I was calling him the murderer of fun. I wanted the Panthers to fire him. He's my guy now. Now look, he's always been really good with the media. But that's my guy right now. Is that crazy that, not that he's my guy right now, is it crazy that I am worried about the Panthers, but upon hearing that from Paul Maurice, like, he made me feel better. I mean, he told me to calm down. He told me tranquilo, tranquilo. So I'm a little bit calmer now. After he, you know, he says the room is good. They're not worried. I know what the issue is right now. We're banged up. Everything is fine. You know what? I trust the coach. I really don't have any reason to believe the way we saw last year play out, and obviously the majority of this season. I really don't have any reason not to trust the coach. So Paul Maurice told me tranquilo. I think I'm going to be tranquilo. All right, so this game tonight for the Heat is rather enormous. All right, why is it enormous? All right, well, the Heat have the Sixers tonight, okay? Heat have the Sixers, Panthers, Senators. Listen, very big night in the Zaslow Mansion family room. Come on now. So this game is going to be enormous tonight because the rest of these games for the Heat are enormous. The Heat have 7 games remaining in this regular season. And here's the thing. They do have 1 game left against the Pacers. You look at the standings right now. Because the Pacers lost last night, the Heat are now, they're a game up in the loss column on Indiana. That's important. That's where you look, all right? It's number 6. The Heat are a game up in the loss column. Here's the thing, though. Look at this, okay? Number 3 is Cleveland. Cleveland, Orlando, New York. All 3 of those teams ahead of Miami, 3, 4, 5, all tied with 31 losses. The Heat are just 2 losses back of number 3 in the Eastern Cup. You would love to get number 3 because you want to be on the side of the bracket where you avoid Boston. Not that you're scared of Boston. Can't be scared. Nobody's scared of Boston. You want to be on the other side of the bracket where you can avoid Boston. And the Heat find themselves just 2 games back of number 3 in the Eastern Conference. And this is where you get pissed off, right? Why do you get pissed off? The Heat are only 2 back. They could wind up catching number 3. Here's why you get pissed off. Because there are moments in the regular season that you feel like the team wasn't taking it serious. You know, losses like to the stupid Wizards. Or, you know, losses like to the stupid Pistons. I mean, think about that. If you didn't lose to the Wizards and the Pistons, you would be 3rd in the Eastern Conference. That's where it gets annoying, you know? So, only 2 back of number 3 Cleveland. Regardless, if the Heat remain 6th, you don't see a deep run into the playoffs? Let's be honest here. If the Heat are 6th, like just looking at where it stands right now, you would face Cleveland, who kind of looks a little bit broken. Cleveland, they've lost 6 of their last 10 games. Donovan Mitchell does not look the same. You would, if you're the Heat, you would love to face Cleveland in the first round. And then you would face the winner of potentially Milwaukee and Indiana. Although, I feel like Philadelphia would win a play-in game against Indiana, even at Indiana. But right now, 2 versus 7, Milwaukee, Indiana. I don't think Milwaukee gets out of the first round. And if they were, oh my God. I mean, maybe they get a game off the Heat. Maybe they get a game off the Heat. So if the Heat finish in that 3-6 slot, even if it's 6th, I think you're potentially looking, again, at a deep playoff run. And that's why these final 7 games, including tonight, are enormous. Sometimes the regular season games matter. These final 7 games, these games matter. Now they're playing the Pacers before the end of the season. They got one of these final games is against the Pacers. They have Philadelphia tonight. Then tomorrow night, they're at Houston. Sunday at Indiana. That game's enormous because not only we talk about positioning, it'll be a swing game, but that'll also be for the tiebreak. They've split the first 2 games of the season series. So that game is for the tiebreak. But you look now, you know, you got the Julius Randle news and he's been out. It's not like he just got out. Could they catch New York? It's not even worth looking at the remaining schedule for the Knicks because it's impossible to predict. You don't know who's going to play this game. You don't know who's going to play that game. It's impossible to predict with the NBA schedule. But reality is, the Heat fucked around a little bit, and they found out. You could have had 2 more wins, games like Washington, games like Detroit, and you'd be... I mean, imagine, after everything this Heat team has been through this year, and when I say everything they've been through, like, yes, there have been some injuries. Hero never plays. But, like, this hasn't been a great season. They have a chance to finish 3rd. If they do it right, if they finish this season the right way, business approach, you could finish third in the East. But right now, even finishing sixth, six is fine. I'm down with six. I'll tell you what I'm not down with, all right? Well, actually, let me tell you what I am down with first before I tell you. This could be a new segment. What am I down with? What am I not down with? By the way, today is Thursday. We're going to do some mailbag. We got some great mailbag questions for you guys. Well, that you guys sent me. Here's what I am down with. Making sure that I got the best homeowners insurance coverage and the best price out there. And that's why I get my homeowners insurance from Brunt Insurance. When you go to bruntinsurance.com or you call 954-589-2204, you're getting the most comprehensive insurance coverage at the best rates out there. Wherever you're calling from, in the state of Florida, I mean, they have offices in Davie, Stewart, Lakeland, wherever you're calling from, Pensacola to the Keys and beyond. Brunt Insurance delivers you that comprehensive insurance coverage. They know your area. They're going to be able to help you sort through all the different options. Look, there are so many options out there. It can make your head spin. Well, listen, at Brunt Insurance, they specialize in making the confusing crystal clear. Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance, fully licensed. They're going to help you every step of the way. 954-589-2204. I've been getting my homeowners insurance from them for over 10 years. I just recently switched my auto insurance to Brunt Insurance. If you're looking for affordable care that offers you the best coverage for your automobile, your motorcycle, your boat, 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So, 2024 Basketball Hall of Fame inductees were announced yesterday. And I want to talk about this for a couple minutes before we get to mailbag, because the Hall of Fame, you don't need me to tell you, the Hall of Fame is supposed to be the best of the best. Not just the best players, the best of the best players. So yesterday, we get word, Vince Carter and Chauncey Billups are going into the Hall of Fame. Now, Vince Carter, I got no problem with. He's one of the most incredible players we ever got to see. And one of the most athletic, half man, half amazing. I mean, performances he had, we've never seen this type of player before. And there were times where, man, is Vince Carter the best player in the NBA? We thought that for a few years. He was really, really great for a long time. Vince Carter, absolutely deserving of the Hall of Fame. But then there's Chauncey Billups. Chauncey Billups, for his career, averaged 15 points per game and 5.5 assists. He shot 41.5% overall. This is a Hall of Famer? Like, was there ever a time in Chauncey Billups' career? Again, we're talking it should be the best of the best. When you have the best players, you should then, out of those best players, take the best of those best players. And that's the Hall of Fame. Was there ever a time in Chauncey Billups' career where you said, wow, he's the best? Ever? Was there ever a time in Chauncey Billups' career, or even now, do you ever hear anybody say, man, remember how amazing Chauncey Billups was? We say that about Vince Carter. Absolutely. Has anybody ever said to you, man, remember how amazing it was to watch Chauncey Billups? Now, okay, he's an NBA champion. 2004 NBA Finals. And, by the way, he was the Finals MVP. But what's the big thing with that Pistons team? They didn't have any real superstars, right? They were the greatest example of a team. If they didn't have any superstars, one of those guys, Chauncey Billups, is going to the Hall of Fame? That was the team that didn't have any stars, let alone a Hall of Famer. Shouldn't you be, at some point in your career, any point in your career, considered one of the best players in the league if you're going to the Hall of Fame? This is not the Hall of Fame anymore. It's just like, hey, you were a really good player? Okay, Hall of Fame. He's like, Chauncey Billups, I feel like, just got inducted into the Hall of Fame because he had the nickname Mr. Big Shot. Well, if that's the case, Robert Horry should be in the Hall of Fame. Robert Horry's got 6 NBA championships, maybe the most clutch player of all time. Hit 1,000 huge shots. Big Shot Bob, right? Well, he's not in the Hall of Fame because, like, his career didn't warrant it. He had a lot of big shots. Like, I feel like Chauncey Billups is only going into the Hall of Fame because he was called Mr. Big Shot. He is not a Hall of Fame player, Chauncey Billups. 15 points, 5.5 assists, 41% shooter. Chauncey, and here's what you got to look at. He was a 5-time All-Star. Who cares? That's it's not even a big number. But you got to look at all NBA. That's how you could judge. Because all NBA is if you were the best in the league. Well, Chauncey Billups was all NBA 3 times in his career. Only 3 times. Never first team. He was all NBA second team once, and he was all NBA third team twice. So 1 year, Chauncey Billups was considered top 4, not top 4 player. He was considered a top 4 guard in the league. 2 other years, Chauncey Billups was considered top 6, not player in the league, top 6 guards in the league. A guy who was a top 6 guard a couple of times is a Hall of Famer? I'm sorry, that is a terrible Hall of Fame induction. He was a good player. Not even great. He was a good player. That's it. Hall of Famer? That is so weak to me. All right, let's do this, guys. You know what time it is. It's Thursday. Let's do some mailbag. That's right. You guys ask me anything you want. I'll send out, like, the note on social media. You send me your questions. We answer them to the best of our ability. Whatever you want to ask me about, all right? Whatever you want to ask. By the way, again, quick reminder, maybe a fast forward through the show, maybe a bounce around. I don't know your style, but this Saturday, 6 p.m., ESPN Radio, WrestleMania preview show. We're going to have, that's right, I'm hosting a WrestleMania show on ESPN. So ESPN Radio, 6 p.m. this Saturday. We're going to have great guests. So I would love for you guys to tune in. But let's get to some mailbag questions. All right, first question here. You know what? This question is from my man Mike in West Palm Beach. He wants me to answer his question from last week. And his question from last week was, what sports movie character would you want to be? And I got to be honest, I'm thinking about it, and I don't know. I'm not trying to avoid the question. I don't know. Yeah, I don't see any of these sports movie characters. Like, yeah, you know what? I wish I was him. I don't know. Is that crazy? All right. Next question here. Julian. Julian's asking, Zaslow, name your top 3 hotties all time. Celebrities. All right, celebrities. He wants to make that distinction. Top 3 hotties of all time. All right. Here's the way that I'm going to answer that. I'm not going to give you top 3 because I'm not a kid anymore. And at my age, I'm 43 years old. I mean, look, I'm still a good-looking guy. Look at this punim. At my age at this point, listing women that I think are hot, I don't know. I think it's a bad look. I think I come off super creepy if I'm doing that. So I'll tell you who I think is the hottest, all right? Kate Upton. Oh, my God. Like that Justin Verlander, he's married to Kate Upton. That Kate Upton, to me, she is the number one. So you're my number one. Kate Upton is my number one. You know what I like. But a list top 3? Yeah, I feel like I come up way too creepy if I do that. So I gave you my number one. I'm sorry, Drew. I can't do top three. All right, next up. JS412 asks, Zaslow, who's winning at WrestleMania? Cody and Seth Knight 1, Cody Knight 2, is Priest cashing in? So many questions. All right, we're going to do predictions. By the way, we're going to have a preview show for my wrestling podcast, It's Still Real to Me. We'll do a preview show there. We'll give some predictions. I'm not sure when we're going to be able to record that. It may just be Saturday morning because I can't do it tonight. And tomorrow night I'm working with Amber again on ESPN Radio. But also, we'll do predictions on the WrestleMania show on ESPN Radio at 6 p.m. So please, look out for It's Still Real to Me WrestleMania preview show and listen to my WrestleMania 40 preview show on ESPN Radio. All right, who's winning at WrestleMania? Cody, night one. Yeah, I think the Bloodline wins night one. I think it's Roman and Rock because I think we have to get Bloodline rules night two. All right, so I think Rock and Roman are winning night one. I think Roman wins night two. I don't believe Cody finishes his story. Maybe eventually. I do not believe that Roman loses. I think they want him to pass Hogan. And I think there's no reason to take the belt off Roman. Things are hot as hell right now. I think Roman wins. Lucas Zaslow, do you still steal snacks into movie theaters? Luke, longtime listener, OG listener. What we used to do, for people who don't know, on the way to the movie theater, we'd stop off the gas station, candy bars, whatever. So cheap. The candy bar that you get at the gas station, that's $1.50. It's $6 at the movie theater. But the answer to that is no. I have not done that in a very long time. The Dude Abides asks, Zaslow, what was the wrestling match that made you fall in love with wrestling? Easy answer. First WrestleMania that I ever watched, I was 6 years old, 1987, WrestleMania 3. What got my attention to wrestling was the main event, Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant. But I fell in love with wrestling watching the Intercontinental Championship match that night, Macho Man Randy Savage against Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. That's when I fell in love with wrestling. I was 6 years old. I don't really know what I'm watching, but I'm watching that match, and I knew I love this. That was when I fell in love with pro wrestling. Ed asked me, Zaslow, in honor of WrestleMania 40, which NFL head coaches would make good pro wrestling characters? Well, I'll tell you, the first one that comes to my mind, and he's not an NFL coach, and also, rest in peace, was Mike Leach. I mean, Mike Leach was a character. He's the first one that comes to my mind. As far as NFL head coaches, NFL head coaches that would make good pro wrestling characters. I feel like Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel, he wouldn't be a good wrestler. I feel like he'd be a good manager. Yeah, I feel like he'd be a good manager. He'd bring like the big burly guy to the ring, and he's like the scrawny manager with the glasses talking shit on the microphone, being really condescending. I feel like Mike McDaniel would be a good pro wrestling manager. Jerry asks, Zaslow, can we start a petition to change the Marlins name to the Motherfuckers? Yeah, you can start that petition. I'll sign that petition. Send that petition my way. Change the Marlins name to Motherfuckers. I'll sign that. And finally, got one more here for you. My man Nick Hexy asks here, Zaslow, after this historically horrific start that the franchise could not afford to have happen, where do the Marlins go from here? Big picture. Well, you're right. They couldn't afford for this to happen because A, you had momentum last year making the postseason, and B, the Heat and Panthers always make the playoffs. They're always good now. It's amazing to say that about the Panthers, right? So if you start poor, you're not getting anyone's attention because we're paying attention to the Heat playing meaningful games and we're paying attention to the Panthers playing meaningful games. So yeah, the Marlins cannot afford this kind of start. Their season is over. It is over. They will never even sniff 500, let alone over 500. What are you, high? They will never sniff 500. But, well, I'm like, where do they go from here? They're going to trade Luis Arraez. They're going to trade Jesus Luzardo. They're going to trade Josh Bell. They're going to trade Jake Berg. Where do they go? They'll probably trade Jazz Chisholm, too. They're going to trade everybody. That's where they're going to go. We're going to have a complete and total rebuild. And there's no reason to trust that this team will ever amount to shit as long as Bruce Sherman is the owner. Bruce Sherman, sell the team. And that right there is another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0 Mailbag. All right, how about that? Nice job, everybody. You know what else is a nice job? When you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru and you see all the deals they got going on there, the spring sale season is in full bloom. And you're like, wow, this is a nice job by North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. And right now, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payments for 3 months, make zero security deposit. Plus, right now, get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus. Now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can enjoy incredible offers during their spring sales event. How about leasing the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Premium for just $199 a month for 36 months with $54.95 due at signing with approved credit? Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com for full details. If you want an indoor, relaxed car shopping experience, or maybe you just want to have your current vehicle serviced, well, either way, you're going to be treated like royalty at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Did you know they service all makes and models? So whatever you're driving right now, you could get service with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. NFLSubaru.com, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all the big deals on the apparel for all of our favorite local sports teams, Caneswear. Everyone knows Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear, but they also carry the largest selection of all of our favorite South Florida pro teams. Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Inter-Miami. Items for men, women, kids. You want to get a Panther sweater and put it on your dog? That's right. They have for your pets as well. No matter which South Florida team you root for, Caneswear is the spot. Miami fan shop. Right now, Caneswear.com. You can check out all the great deals they got going on or visit them in person. 2655 South University Drive, Caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot, South Florida sports fan shop, where you get all of the big deals. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. So, the Milwaukee Bucks, they have just lost back-to-back games here to the Grizzlies and the Wizards. So what does that mean? Oh, it means Doc Rivers got to crank up the excuse machine.
It's funny, I've actually been sitting back and watching everything. Not just our players, but our travel crew, everything. And I've made a lot of notes. I will say that. I won't share that. But we don't bring the necessary professionalism, seriousness on the road. And that's something that we can fix. That's something we're going to have to fix.
Yeah, I'm going not a big deal because this is Doc Rivers. There's always a reason outside of him that the team is losing. And now it's everybody a part of the travel party. We're not taking road games seriously enough. And he's jotting down all the reasons why the team is losing, none of which have to do with him. I mean, they were 30-13 under Adrian Griffin. They're 15-16 under Doc Rivers. Crank up that excuse machine. Big deal or not a big deal? How about Paul Heyman? That's right, Paul Heyman going into the WWE Hall of Fame this weekend. Paul Heyman, yesterday morning, before First Take on ESPN, he had a message for Stephen A. Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is not Stephen A. Smith. I'm far too good looking and a much better host. My name is Paul Heyman, and you're watching First Take.
Louis Riddick is here, by the way. Stephen A.
I am. Listen, let me tell you something. If I wanted to do anything with wrestling, it would be a heel as a manager, a bad manager. You know, I'd be a bad guy manager. That brother right there, Paul Heyman, is sensational. He is the real deal. I mean, I thought I could talk some smack.
Yeah.
I got nothing on him. He came in the studio last year.
I was like,
everybody calm down now because you had swag going, others going at him. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't want no piece of that. You don't want no piece of that. He's something else. He said, I love that man.
Yeah.
I'm going big deal. Clearly, Stephen A. Smith and Paul Heyman love each other. I don't know why, but that clip makes me so happy. That clip brings a smile to my face. I'm going big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? All right. Speaking of First Take, you know Wednesdays on First Take is the best day of the week on First Take because Mad Dog Chris Russo, my guy, he is on First Take. And yesterday, Mad Dog, he, you know, they do that segment where he tells you what he's mad about. And remember the Mets, early in the week, very mad at Rhys Hoskins in the way that he slid into second base.
First off, the Mets are still waiting out last night's rain delay. Did you see that? It was a monsoon in New York, and they had all the fans sitting in the building at 11 o'clock at night. And the Mets are awful. 0-4, had a brutal week. But this is what bothered me. Did you see Jeff McNeil make a big deal about this stupid Rhys Hoskins slide? This is the one right here. He made a big deal about that slide. That's baseball. He's going in there hard. That's nothing wrong with that slide. And McNeil went absolutely crazy. Oh. They had to go out there, and they had to basically separate both teams. And Milwaukee, of course, won the game. The next day, the Mets start looking at Rhys Hoskins at the climber. That drove me crazy. And here's what I thought of. We are going to show you what a slide is. Baseball throwback. Take a look at this. This is ugly. He broke freaking Tejada's leg in the playoffs a couple of years ago. Look at ugly of the Phillies. He didn't get even suspended. That's a slide. Yes, sir. And here's another one. That's 77 ALCS. This is Harper Cray. He takes Willie Randolph in the left field for crying out loud. Did not get suspended. And I got the Royals came back. Look at this slide, Louie. You didn't tackle as well as he did for crying out loud.
Whoa.
And then
whoa.
Number three, how about Pete Rose?
Oh, Lord.
In the All-Star game yes. In 7 day at Red Rock Front Stadium. Bang! 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 That's a slide. That's the way you play baseball. And I got McNeil going crazy. Out of line.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with Mad Dog. I'm going not a big deal. The Mets are crybabies. That's why they've gotten off this slow start. Mad Dog showed you a bunch of examples of real dirty slides, and that one was not one of them. Not a big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, yesterday, to start the game, New York Rangers, New Jersey Devils, the puck drops to start the first period. We got a line fight.
Square Garden has seen its fair share of bouts on the canvas, on the ice. No undercard tonight. Rempe and McDermott, the main event to open the hockey game. Jimmy Vesey and Lazar. Gaudreau has dropped them with Kevin Ball as well. Now it's 5-on-5. McDermott and Rempe exchanging blows. But everybody has gloves off at the Garden. DeAndre Miller and John Marino. There's only four officials. There's five fights. They're trying to break up what they can. Meanwhile, Rempe and McDermott still throwing them. DeAndre Miller got the better of John Marino down on the other end as McDermott still feeding rights to Rempe. The other four are all done. The main event's still going.
This is unbelievable. Holy jump, and what a start to this one right here. But McDermott's got it. He had a couple of uppercuts.
This is a marathon between Rempe and McDermott.
Rempe's visor down. Oh, they got to be out of gas. Completely out of gas. Completely out of gas. Holy jump.
Yeah, I'm going big deal because it's so stupid. If you do a line fight, everyone gets thrown out. And they all got thrown out. Eight players got thrown out. For some reason, it wasn't 10. Eight players got thrown out. That's why, if you remember, earlier in the season when the Panthers fought the Coyotes, there was bad blood, and they were going to fight. And the way that they did it, they started the game, and instead of everyone dropping gloves, they started the game, two guys fought. They go to the box. Then they dropped the puck. Two guys fought. And then they went to the box. And then they dropped the puck. Two guys fought. And they went to the box. That's right. Because otherwise, you all get thrown out. You can't have a whole line fight. So that's a big deal. Really stupid. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. And of course, brought to us where we get all of the big deals. Canes Wear in Davie. Just south of 595 on the west side of University Drive. 2655 South University. Or go right now. Shop at caneswear.com where you get all of the big deals. And of course, I want to mention that includes the Adidas Supernova Special. That's right. Have you seen these shoes? There are not many of them left. You go to @Canes_wear. You can check it out on Twitter. But these are only available in limited sizes, all right? If you go in store, they're only available in the store in Davie. Save $72 on these shoes. Regular price is $130. You can get the Adidas Supernova for $48.83. You got to go in person. Caneswear. All right. All the big deals in Caneswear. That's what we're talking about. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks to everybody who hung out with us today. Really fun show. That's right. Tomorrow's Friday. Oh, a big game. Not a big game. We'll get everybody ready for WrestleMania. Can we get a Heat win tonight against Philly and a Panther win in Ottawa? Can we get a double dip? It feels like it's been forever since we've been able to start a show celebrating wins from both of our favorite little teams. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.